happy Saturday, everyone. It's Heather here. And yes, I am slowly on the mend from my sinus infection. Thank you for hanging with me with this nasally voice this week and today. However you are tuning in, whether it's on the No Dusty Bibles podcast or here on my YouTube channel, I'm so glad you're joining me. So yesterday, we just wrapped up our spring study of Determined Living Like Jesus in Every Moment, which is my six-week study on Luke. And on Monday, we're going to dive right back into Luke. Now, here's why. Now that we've read through portions of Luke with the intention of looking at how determined Jesus was to fulfill his earthly mission, we want to read through the entire book of Luke at our normal pace that we do here in No Dusty Bibles, and that's just two chapters a day. And as we do, as we dive back into it, I want us to look for new insights, new connections as we read fully through the book of Luke together. So today, I want to share with you some basic information about the book of Luke before we dive in together on Monday. All right, so let's start with some of the background information. Who wrote it? Well, the Gospel of Luke is traditionally attributed to Luke. He was a physician, and he was also a companion of Paul. And he was the only Gentile author in the New Testament. So his perspective is notably inclusive, emphasizing that Jesus came for all people, Jews and Gentiles alike. He's also very intentional about placing women as contributing characters in Jesus' story, not merely observers. So often you'll see Luke write about a man's encounter with Jesus, and he'll immediately follow that up with a woman's encounter with Jesus. So keep your eyes out for that as we read through Luke together. When was the book of Luke written? Well, the Gospel of Luke was likely written between AD 60 and 90, so around 30 to 60 years after the death of Christ. Now, this period of time was a time of significant growth and development in the early Christian community, but they faced both internal and external challenges. For context, here are some of the events that happened during this time. Paul would be wrapping up his final journey to Rome. Peter and Paul would both be martyred during this time. The Christian church was new and it was growing, but it faced intense persecution from the Roman Emperor Nero. And in AD 70, the Roman army would attack the entire city of Jerusalem, and they destroyed the Jewish temple. So there was a lot of turmoil in the early Christian church happening as Luke was writing the book of Luke. Now let's talk about the setting. So Luke addresses his work in the very beginning, in Luke 1, he addresses his work to a man named Theophilus. And we don't know very much about him, but we know from Luke's writing in Luke 1 that Luke's goal was to provide an orderly account of the life and teachings of Jesus. So his narrative from Luke 1 all the way to the end spans from the miraculous events surrounding Jesus's birth in Bethlehem to Jesus's ascension into heaven from Jerusalem. And he captures just the essence of Jesus's life and ministry across various regions, including Galilee, Samaria, and Judea. Luke's account of the life and ministry of Jesus is the most thorough account of Jesus's earthly life and ministry. So, what are some key themes that we are to look for when we're reading through the Gospel of Luke? So, the first one is this idea of the availability of the gospel to all people. So, Luke emphasizes that Jesus's message and salvation are available to all, regardless of your social status, your gender, your nationality, your ethnicity. We're also going to see a key emphasis on the role of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's presence and action are highlighted throughout Jesus's life and the early church. And fun fact, when we get to the book of Acts, we'll see that continue because Acts was also written by Luke. Another key theme from the book of Luke, which is one of my personal favorites, is just this idea of compassion and Jesus's compassion for all of humanity. We'll see him act and live with compassion towards so many people in the Gospel of Luke. But Jesus especially has compassion on the marginalized. And that's the central idea to the Gospel of Luke. And it should urge us to love and serve those in need and always act and live with compassion for those around us. And then finally, another theme that pops up often in the book of Luke is just the idea of prayer. Luke often displays Jesus praying. We see Jesus praying in the morning, at night, in the middle of the day, often taking time out of his day to spend time in prayer with his Heavenly Father. We see Jesus teaching on the importance of prayer often in the book of Luke. So prayer is certainly a key theme that we'll want to pay attention to as we read. Some of you may be asking, does the book of Luke have a main verse? And yes, many biblical scholars point to Luke 19:10 as the main verse, which says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost." That's Luke 19:10. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and save the lost." That's often considered as kind of the main central crux, the main verse of the Gospel of Luke. And finally, here are a few questions to consider when we're reading through Luke. So I encourage you to reflect on the inclusivity of Jesus's message, that the gospel is available for all. And think about how this might challenge us to live out our faith in a very diverse world today. Another thing that we can think about is to consider the role of the Holy Spirit in your own life. How are you being led or equipped by the Holy Spirit to serve God and others? And then another thing that we certainly want to think about is this idea of Jesus's compassion towards humanity and how that invites us to examine our attitudes and actions towards people around us in our home, in our neighborhood, in our workplaces. And then finally, the other thing that we want to think about certainly is just this emphasis on prayer. And it encourages us to deepen our prayer life. That's one of our goals this year at the Rescued Letters Collective. Hannah and I, every year we set kind of a theme goal that we want to pray over. And this year we're asking God to intentionally deepen our prayer life, not just individually, but also corporately as we gather and do our work here at the Rescued Letters. But we want to be very intentional about deepening how we're praying and how often we're praying to God. So the book of Luke encourages us all to reflect on our current prayer practices. So those are just a few things to keep in mind as we launch into Luke on Monday. So that's all I have for you today, but I do hope that what I've shared here helps you think about the Gospel of Luke in new ways. If you have questions about any of this or comments or suggestions, you can always reach out to us at hello@therescuedletters.com. We'd love to encourage you and answer any questions you may have about the Gospel of Luke or anything that we're reading in Scripture together. And we always want you to remember that every question you ask, every time you seek to understand, you're not just reading words on a page, you're engaging in a living, breathing relationship with God through His Word. So we'll be back next week on Monday to continue our time in Luke, just 2 chapters a day. Are you looking for a speaker for your Christian Women's event? I speak at over 25 events every year, and I'm currently booking for my fall 2024 and spring 2025 speaking calendar. I would love to partner with you to share biblical truths and practical tools to point women to Jesus at your event. You can visit therescuedletters.com/speaking to request my speaking ministry guide. You can also grab my instant event, which is a free 7-page download where you'll find an entire event prep for you, including the theme, a Spotify playlist personally crafted by me to go along with that theme, the program schedule, which you can use for a morning or an evening event, a vision board for simple decor and design, and a checklist for promoting your event, and also a prayer schedule leading up to your event.
Thank you for spending part of your day with us here at the No Dusty Bibles podcast. We hope today's reading has encouraged you and brought you closer to understanding the heart of God.
Don't forget to join us for the next reading. And if you're looking for more resources or want to connect with our community, visit us at therescuedletters.com and find us on social media at Rescued Letters.
The No Dusty Bibles podcast is produced by the Rescued Letters Collective, a united front of women's ministry endeavors with a shared vision to help women everywhere cultivate a richer faith. Our mission is simple but transformative. Make the Bible not just available, but wholly accessible and deeply meaningful for every woman who seeks its wisdom. If this podcast encouraged you today, we would love for you to leave a rating and review and also share it with a friend. Until next time, I'm Heather.
And I'm Hannah.
Reminding you that every page turned in the Bible is a step closer to God.
We're rooting for you.